be the first one to watch.
Nice, I have to show that to myself. By MCL Land and CSC Land Group. ELTA. What does ELTA stands for? I think this project is for people who is learning English, because this project stands for English Language Teaching Assistant. It's for buyers whose are more English, England, very, very bad one. Then you need to buy this. Or maybe to buy a unit in ELTA, it will cost everyone's lifetime allowance. This is the location for ELTA, just in between your Clavon and Clement Canopy. How far do you need to walk to Clementi MRT station? Maybe from here, pass by Clavon to this HDB area, then you cut through all the way here. It will take you about 800 meters lah. I will take about 8-10 minutes lo. You like bonbon short leg about 15 minutes lo. I think people who stay here, you won't like to go to my 10N shopping mall lah, because it's too far for you. People here, you will go to the west side, because in Jurong area, there got a lot of malls there. Now let's recap how much developer bought the land for. The developer bought highest bid of 1,250 per square feet per plot ratio. And they got it 4.03% higher than second bidder. Very good lah, less than 5% is really very competitive. And there are 6 bidders leh, means there's good demand. You don't want to buy a new launch where there's only one bidder, like the upcoming launch. I don't tell you lah, if you know, you know. The tip is, but don't go there leh one lah. At this per square feet per plot ratio, how much would developer launch their units at? After you put in your construction cost, your stamp duty, your taxes, interest cost, build the show flat, give agent fee, all the fee fair and fees with their 15% profit margin, they should be selling at an average price of 2,350 per square feet. And not to forget, this is harmonization project whereby it is usually 5% more than the old calculation, more than the old testament. By now, you should know what is harmonization or non-harmonization already. Let me share with you some fun fact about land prices. Back in 2015, it's only 615 per square feet. 4 years later, Clavon sold at 788 per square feet in 2019, which means land price in these 4 years increased by 28.1%. And from Clavon 2019 to ELTA 2023, also 4 years, but this time land price increased by 58.6%. That means from Clement Canopy 2015 to ELTA 2023, land price has increased by 103% in 8 years leh. That's why I always say, buy properties to wait, not wait to buy properties. Because Singapore is small ma, land price where got become cheaper one, we not other country leh. Whereby the next new launch is cheaper than the previous one leh. Aiyah, this asset story that I buy overseas property. Don't buy. I help you lose money already, so don't go and do what I've done. Just focus in your homeland. Now let's check out the site plan. You have one block, two blocks, and these lower stacks over here faces your AYE lah. And then you will enjoy all this music to your ears. Whoa, I found my favorite.
Hey, yo. So beautiful. Sorry.
Now let's look at unit mix. People usually buy one and two bidder for investment, which consists about 43% of the entire project. The rest, 3, 4, 5 bidders, is usually for own stay, 57%. Very good, very balanced. You don't want to see something whereby investment like, wow, 60%, then after that own stay, 40%. Now is the interesting part. I'll be sharing what is the indicative price by the developer and my average price for each floor type. Just note that this project is 39 story high, is double the height of Emerald of Katong and Chuan Park. Their mid floor, 18th floor, is almost the highest floor for Chuan Park and EOK, Emerald of Katong.
At which level you can see the sea view, so let's say level 20, you can see pocket view, level 30, then nice. Okay, on the other side, to clear the school, I think minimum to have this unblock, 20th floor, then you have an unblock. 10th floor, still can't see. 30th floor, then better view.
The smallest unit in this project is 1 plus study. Okay, study can put your barang. You see, aircon latch non-strata. This is how you see whether the project is harmonization or non-harmonization. So this project is harmonization. They don't include aircon latch into their built-in area. Starting from 1.158 million, my average 1.25 million, 2,470 per square feet. And this project is about 39 floors. So my average price is based on the 18th floor. Okay, I'll give you some tips. For all my one-to-one members, I don't allow them to buy one bidder new launch, because I rather they buy a two bidder, or there's a small chance of a small 3 bidder in OCR resale market, whereby the potential of making money in the next 3 years is definitely higher than 1 bidder new launch. The next layout, 2 bed 1 bath. 614 square feet. Ayah, looks the same one. Starting from 1.38 million, average 1.5 million, 2,443 per square feet. Do you know what is the main issue of 2 bed 1 bath? It's not people stomach ache, they won't want to use the only toilet that you have. No, it's not that. The main problem is because the people outside can hear can hear psst. When you done your business, you come out, everyone stare at you, is like, wow, you ta pian very big, I can hear you toom, toom, toom. Very loud, eh. This layout is for people who don't care about their image, The alternative is you on your music loud, loud, like disco, doomji, doomji, doomji. Then when you pee, you poop, then it will not have the sound. That's why I have more standard, buy the next layout. 2x2 are 700 square feet. At least you can choose the toilet furthest away from the living room. If you scared your poop into a toilet bowl got sound, I teach you, before you tap here, you put toilet paper in the toilet bowl first to soften the sound. The 2x2 bar 700 square feet, this size is actually quite big. 700 square feet harmonization is equals to be about 735743, whereby this size is supposed to be a 2 plus study. Average 1.715 million, 2450 per square feet. 2x2 bar plus study.
If your budget low, can come get a 3 bed. This one can fit a... It can fit a bed lah. Kitchen, because there's no window. Cannot walk here lor. Can only induction lor. You want to eat fried rice, your budget must be higher.
Although there's no windows at the toilet, you ta pian will be cho for 3 years ma. There's this ventilation at the top of your toilet, then you will suck your cho smell outside lah. Average 1.97 million, 2450 per square feet. A reminder my average price is on the 18th floor 3 bed 2 bath, 926 square feet with aircon ledge. In the O size, it's about 958 or 980 square feet tight. Good, this one can walk hey, because you have a window here. You can put queen, king. Starting from 2.198 million, average 2.36 million, 2550 per square feet. So let's say you are not familiar with the per square feet for the new calculation like harmonization. You can use the 2550 per square feet minus 5%. That means you are getting 2422 per square feet lor, like the old days. 3-bed 3-bath 1023 square feet, confirm can walk hey. Average 2.6 million, 2550 per square feet. If you are richer, go for the next one. 4-bed 3-bath 1.84 square feet. From 2.79 million, my average 2.99 million, 2525 per square feet. So based on the old calculation, it's just minus 5%. That means you are getting 2,400 per square feet for level 18 lah. I just realized this developer, MCL, they love to do this layout. 4 bedroom dual key, 1313 square feet.
So come in, same thing, foyer, you have a one door here, this goes to the 3 bedder, this one goes to 1 bedder. So this is like a proper 3 bedder lah. You can walk here, see, when you have a window, you can walk here, eat fried rice, fried noodle until you sore throat lah.
Why some dual keys do well, some dual keys don't do well? Those sell well ones are those that can walk here in the bigger unit. Those don't do well one are both are open kitchen, don't have storeroom for the bigger unit. The studio usually open kitchen, that's okay. For the bigger unit 3-bedder, you can walk here, that's important. And the good thing, you have a storeroom here, so it's just like a normal 3-bedder lah. Average 3.28 million, 2,500 per square feet. You are so rich already, why do you still need to rent out your studio to pay your installment? What is that few thousand to you? Oh no, Eric, I don't like my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, so I'm going to put them in the studio. You very filial already, because I thought you will put them in storeroom. Next one for Hua Kui, 4 plus study, average 3.6 million, 2450 per square feet. The next layout is for people who born in the right family, already giant Hua Kui material. 5 bed 6 bath, giant size, 1776 square feet Starting from 3.88 million, average 4.18 million, 2355 per square feet. 4 point something million today, can buy a freehold lender already lah. And this price I think next year, this time don't have such price for landed properties anymore. Okay, now let's talk about schools, and I know schools are very important. I tried to use one map and I put in Elta. It don't show 1 kilometer to either Clementi Primary and Pei Tong. Since Clement Canopy got Clementi Primary and Pei Tong, so what I do now, I measure a distance by myself from the edge to Pei Tong. You see, it's definitely within 1 kilometer. Edge to Clementi Primary, is also within ma. I've checked with developer the confirmation of the schools. They don't dare to commit because it don't show on one map, which is very fair. Now the most important thing: if you buy Elta, will you be Giant Huakui or will you be Cai Tao? One of the very important way is to check out what's the resale transaction for both Clairvon and Clairvon Canopy, because you are sandwiched between these two neighbors. So you can use these two as a benchmark to see whether the new launch price is good or disgusting lah. The first one I'll be using Clairvon Canopy. Clairvon Canopy 2019, 505 units. Very good size because Elta is 501 units. And to know whether this area huat or not, look at this project performance. 128 profitable transactions, 0 unprofitable. Power. Look at their profits. 3 beta, 4 years, 400. Very good. 4 beta, 8 years, 900. Power. These are the 2 beta, 7 years, 300. Hey, this is a very important lesson eh. If you want to keep a property for long and has good appreciation, never keep your 1 and 2 beta. It's a waste of time. After your SSD, just sell and buy the next bigger one. 2 beta new launch, they make 300 also what? Then you keep 7 years and you make 300. Then you are wasting your life away, right? In summary, 1 and 2 beta is just a stepping stone to your 3, 4, 5, 10 beta. Understand? So make money already, chop chop, sell to the next Cai Tao and buy the property with what size, which is 3 and 4 beta onwards lah.
Wow.
Wow, a lot of resale transaction man. Means here got demand, very good. Let's use a 3 beta as a benchmark. 3 beta 2 bath, 1009 plus per square feet, 1.96 million. Mid floor, 1950 per square feet, 1.93 million. So you have learned Clairvon Canopy, 6 years old project, is 1,950 per square feet. Now let's look at Clairvon. Clairvon, 1 year old, 640 units. Clairvon is one of my top projects in 2020. 85 profitable transactions, 0 unprofitable. Eric, 真厉害. Now let's look at their profits. 1 beta, 130, okay, very decent. 2 beta, 290, very good. 3 beta, 2 bar, 570. 4 beta, 644,000. The bigger 4 beta, 783,000. I'm very happy for those people who bought because of my review. I am happy that you are huakui now. But don't stop there, continue to build your huakui. And don't be ya. You think that, oh, very easy, I just anyhow choose. Wait, Scully, the next one you choose, like the one burden, you lose 300 in 3 months. So always keep yourself updated. Because many of you bought the pirated ingredient for the huakui. And when you bake it, it will become Cai Tao.
Wow.
Look at the resale transactions. A lot of demand. That's what I love about this area. You don't want only like 2-3只小猫买, right? You don't want to see just 2-3 cats buy, right? And before you look at the 3 beta transaction, you have learned that Clairvon Canopy, the 3 beta is 1,950 per square feet. Clairvon Canopy and Clairvon is 5 years apart. And using my formula, $50 per year means 250 per square feet more than Clairvon Canopy 3 beta ma. So Clairvon Canopy 1950 plus 250 per square feet, 2200 per square feet lah. Now let's look at their transaction. 9 floor, 3 bed 2 bath, 2159 per square feet, 2.068 million. Another 9 floor, 958 square feet, 2171 per square feet, 2.08 million. See, very close wa, 2002 per square feet. And note that this is only 9 floor eh. So it's around 2002 per square feet lah. See, my formula works one. Hey, with these skill sets, good right? Because you will know exactly whether Elta is launching at a good price or a disgusting price for their 3 bed 2 bath. Let me show you what is Elta 3 bed 2 bath average price again. Average 2.36 million, 2,550 per square feet. Then very easy already. Elta is completing in 2028. Clairvon is 2024. 4 years gap means 200 per square feet. Clairvon 3 beta is 2,002 per square feet. So plus 200 should be Elta's 3 bed 2 bath price, which is 2,004 per square feet. And don't stop there, because Clairvon Canopy and Clairvon are non-harmonization. Elta is harmonization. Then you add another 5%, 2,520 per square feet, which is about the indicative price. In summary, the launch price is decent. Now let's summarize. Clementi is a hot area. As you can see, every project here, all hua kui. And their profits is not ikan bilis. Their profits is actually good. And this place, very special. It's not near MRT. And the school is so-so. All I can think is because there's a lot of million-dollar flats here. And people like to buy near where they stay, ma. Familiarity. This is the reason why you can see there's a lot of resale transactions. So for this, I am giving 7. Launch pricing. Actually, developer can give a better price one lah. So if they are going to stick to this indicative price, I'll be giving 7.5. Exit strategy, everyone who bought Clement Canopy, all hua kui. Everyone who bought Clavon, all hua kui. If you are the first one who lose money here, you are the most sui kia person ever. Or you can always blame the developer for selling at a higher than expected price. So my exit strategy, 8.5. Overall service score, 7.7 stars. Now let's have some fun. What's the estimated sold on launch day? Well, this one very hard to guess because there's two new launch at the same time, Alta and Parktown. 70% and my wife, 75%. This is my company's number, 86060670. If you want to know more about this project and the loans, do WhatsApp this number. Wait. Don't anyhow buy, because there's always a sweet spot, a sweet price for each floor type. And for those people who are not ready for this project, don't worry lah. We are only in the beginning of the year. There is still a few good ones that I promise you it will coming out later on. Subscribe now if you do not want to miss any of the opportunities. And remember to make what decisions. See you in my next video.
Hey, what,
this is the top story now.